This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, April 23rd, brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the USDA reported corn planting in the U.S. was 12% done as of Sunday. That's even with last year, 2 points ahead of the five-year average. Despite some improvement in fertilizer prices, the University of Illinois says planting corn in the state this year will range from 10 to 14% more than a year ago. Prices range from just over $1,300 an acre in the central portion of the state to just over $1,200 in the southern sections. Soybean costs range between $880 and $967 an acre. On a cost per bushel basis, corn break-even prices ranging from $568 to $642. Soybeans from $1,290 to $1,443 a bushel. Inflation's impact on the cost of production lies at the core of debate in establishing effective reference prices to serve as risk management tools for producers in a new farm bill. Some agriculture interests on Capitol Hill are questioning whether the minority on the House Agriculture Committee is taking Chairman Thompson's proposed new farm bill language seriously.
There have been some sort of fairly juvenile Instagram and Twitter jokes made on their pages about the House Republicans' farm bill draft. You know, I think a lot of folks in agriculture have quietly made the remark that that was maybe not the right tone for what is a pretty bipartisan and thoughtful draft being put out by the chairman. Having it be dismissed so quickly by the minority side when they haven't been terribly involved in farm bill discussions.
NCBA's Ethan Lane says it will take a bipartisan effort to see a new farm bill approved.
If the minority party in the House isn't going to give this an honest shake and an honest discussion, aside from some key Democrats that recognize the need for a bipartisan farm bill, that's going to be a difficult road in this environment. So we're going to have to see how that goes. But that journey of 1,000 miles starts with some kind of committee action on the bill.
Lane says there are more hurdles than just nutrition, including the IRA conservation funds, to resolve.
There is a discussion underway right now about what to do with that money relative to the farm bill. I think a lot of us, when that was passed a couple of years ago, said, well, gosh, you kind of just pre-did some of the farm bill stuff. And while I understand it's being touted as a win, this is going to add some complications to the farm bill process. Well, certainly that has proven to be the case with, Debbie Stabenow and others saying, hands off the work I've already done, and farm bill drafters saying, yeah, but there's a way to incorporate this into the larger bill that has a lot of really major benefits for long-term funding of these priorities that we all agree on.
Following NCBA leaders in Washington last week, Lane says ranchers don't see how the USDA's move to cut cattle inventory reports fits their commitment and pattern of promoting transparency in the market.
Putting out press releases, constantly having press conferences, constantly standing in front of podiums, talking about transparency, doves being released in the background, you know, inspiring music being played over loudspeakers. This has been a hallmark of Bidenomics. And to cut the very data sources that provide that transparency to market participants on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis is a poor choice.
Over 300 cattlemen attended last week's NCBA legislative conference and participated in 170 meetings on Capitol Hill. The nation's farm broadcasters will be in town next week to meet with industry, the administration, and legislators. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Join the agriculture industry for a celebration of modern ag on the National Mall, Monday, May 6th through Wednesday, May 8th. Hosted by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, the future of food and farming will be displayed through the 25 exhibiting equipment manufacturers and over 30 partnering organizations. Autonomous equipment, combines, tractors, aerial drones, robotic milkers, advanced genetics, and innovative conservation practices will showcase technology and enable sustainability. Exhibits are open 9 to 5, May 6th through 8th on the National Mall. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Galley.